Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is a program where we answer your queries and questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children based on Noble Quran and the teachings of Holy Prophet, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, in a couple of episodes, we have been discussing about how to teach tolerance to your children and how you can teach that by giving them enough of self-respect. And in all the episodes, what we have concluded almost was to lead by an example. You yourself as parents should be doing things that they could learn from, because children learn more by observing. So ask yourself one critical question every day. If my child had only my behavior to copy, would they be witnessing an example of what I want them to emulate? Brother Miqdad is with us again. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, brother, again. And it's a pleasure to be with you.
The pleasure is all mine. Thank you so much.
We would want to learn more. Like you have said us so far, fill your child with enough self-respect so that they develop these beautiful qualities of, you know, tolerance and other perfections, the traits that we have when it comes to perfection.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, something we've been talking about for a few sessions now. Inshallah, I'd like to add perhaps one or two more points in this session. The first one I wanted to discuss was appreciating that we live within society of people who are different from one another.
Right.
This is something very important. Again, coming back to the point that we mentioned, that we tend to be very selfish. We tend to only look at ourselves. And from then on, we also tend to only think that we are always right and we are always better, and that everybody should be like us. Somehow, it's a primary feeling that we have. And what we need to do is we need to overcome this. We need to teach our children to overcome this and to appreciate that within a society, people are different. People have differences, and to appreciate these differences. Now, this can come in different levels. So for instance, you have differences in abilities, right?
Right.
People, children, when they go to school, then start to understand that, look, there are certain children that can't do certain things.
Right.
And I have my strengths. For example, I can be very strong in maths. And I can see that some of my friends, they struggle in maths.
Right.
But at the same time, while I struggle in literature, for example, or I struggle in sports, they're doing very well in sports.
Right.
And so slowly, slowly, children appreciate differences, that people are different in their abilities. And therefore, we don't mock people. We don't make fun of people. See, these things, they come with this understanding that differences doesn't mean that I'm always right and other people are always wrong. Or I'm the best in this. And whatever other people can do, they're still very weak. And so this comes with understanding that there are differences. So ability is one, for instance. Another difference is, for example, culture. Right.
Okay.
You have people with different skin color, for example, with different languages, with different ways of doing certain things, and we need to appreciate those differences.
Appreciate the difference.
So, for example, you have in certain cultures, some people might be eating food with their hands, whilst we might be eating food with a spoon, for example.
Right.
Children need to understand that one of them is not better than the other was necessarily, or
okay.
One of them is not to be laughed at or to be counted as degrading. Just because they're different than I
am.
No.
Now that's very important. That could help them even, which could even help parents to teach them to stay away from racial discrimination. We will discuss more with you, Brother McDowell, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, the audience of IRIB English Radio. You are listening to Islamic Upbringing. Brother McDowell is teaching us how to teach tolerance to your children. So the first thing that we discussed today in today's episode was teach your children to accept and appreciate the differences. Sometimes when our children are mocked at school, we often tell them, "No, you're the best." We often do try to encourage them. We try to give them the self respect, and we try to fill them with love that no, you're not less than the other. But at the same time, it's very important to tell them others are also not less than you. The differences do exist and they need to be appreciating this. And then we are talking about different cultures to exist and our children have to respect all the cultures.
One of the things that really helps is to travel and to interact with different types of people. So as much as you can, take children out of their comfort zone.
Right.
And interact with different people. So sometimes I say go to different mosques, right? Even if you have to travel a little bit more, maybe once in a while, go to a different mosque, a different center, and encourage your children to interact with different children. If you travel abroad, travel to different countries, then explore the culture of that land. Meet different people of different thoughts and different ideas. This helps children to appreciate that there are differences in society, and that the way we interact with these differences is that we are tolerant, we don't humiliate, we don't look down upon others, but rather we appreciate that other people can be different.
Right.
One thing that will really help encouraging this is to avoid criticizing others. Sometimes we find that when we're at home, between mom and dad, for example, when they're talking about what happened at work or what happens on the Instagram channel, for example, what happened at mosque, we tend to easily criticize others and say that this person did this and this was really bad of them to do this and this is, they shouldn't have done this. Or for example, we criticize what they said, criticize what they wore, criticize of,
everything.
For example, yeah,
everything
we go to mosque, for example, and the food wasn't very nice. The cook really made some mistake in the way they cooked. We should be careful, because when you're criticizing what people do, is that you are teaching your children that, look, what we say is right, what we think is right, what we want is right. Others, they should be criticized. Others are wrong. Others are not doing the best they can. And this is not the right approach, basically. So when we're creating tolerance, we're creating strong social skills for our children, is to really avoid going towards being critical of everything, being criticizing everything. This is very important. However, having said all that, I'd like to make a very important point over here, is that this does not mean that when we talk about appreciating differences, that does not mean that we accept everything to be right.
Yes.
This is very important as well.
Right.
Whilst you're saying that, yes, there are differences in society, people have different abilities, different culture, they do different things, they act in a particular way, However, whilst we're encouraging our children to be tolerant, to be able to appreciate differences, we are not teaching them, and we should not teach them, that everybody's right.
Right.
Because exactly. That is not correct.
This is a very, very clear line that has to be drawn. We'll discuss more on that with you after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Brother Miqdad, and we are discussing how you can teach your children to be tolerant. And Brother Miqdad is helping us.
So this is a very important point. What we need to explain to children is that when it comes to the truth, when it comes to haq, there is one truth, right? And the more we come close to the haq, the more our value increases, the more we are the more we have attained a level of perfection.
Right.
But when we come to people who have not been able to do this, let's say people who made a mistake, let's say you have a sister who's not wearing a hijab, for example, or a person who is not praying properly or is not giving importance to religion.
Right.
Whilst we appreciate that we can't insult them, we can't disrespect them, we can't humiliate them, but we still tell our children that they are still doing something that they're not supposed to be doing.
Right.
So when you clear, when you put the truth as a clear cut, right? When you put the Sharia of the deen, when you put a rational argument forward, what you're doing is you're teaching them that, look, we are able to understand that there's one truth and that people are of different levels when it comes to truth, right? You have the prophets that have reached the absolute truth, and that there are people who are striving and struggling, and some people are further away, and some people have put more efforts and have achieved closer truth. And we understand that we all need to work hard for ourselves, also help others to acquire those perfection, right? So this is one very important discussion. This is how we should be perceiving things. But the result of this does not mean that whoever's lower than us should be embarrassed, should be humiliated, should be looked down upon, or should be kind of not taken care of. No, that doesn't mean that. It's very possible that you have a person who is lower than us, or even if, for example, he's not of the same religion as us, right? Let's say he's not a Muslim, he's a non-Muslim, he's a Christian or other religion. It does not give us the right to go and disrespect them or to, for example, treat them in a very in not a very nice way. No, we appreciate that they might be different. We know that they haven't reached the truth, but there might be a reason why they haven't. Maybe we can be helpful to them.
Right.
And the first step towards being helpful to them is to be nice to them, to speak to them in a nice way, to be polite with them, to be respectful to them.
So if you, even if you have differences with someone, doesn't mean that you should not be nice to them. Thank you so much, Brother Miqdad, for being with us and helping us with those delicate points and tips to upbring our children in a society which is really, really a society of, you know, media bombardment, when materialism is guiding us and being selfish is taught through every medium. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to Islamic Upbringing from IRIB English Radio on Jalana Session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone.